very, very disappointed. Just as speaking, I suppose, on behalf of everybody in the dressing room and the players, you know, my disappointment is no greater than the players, and it's just not a nice place to be when you come out on the end of, on a result like that. And unfortunately, to win games against the big teams, you've got to be 4 or 5 points better, you know, to get over the line. And you give credit to Donegal, they get over it, and we have to suck it up.
You came in underdogs today, you know, probably a lot of people maybe wrote us off, but also he's had a good league campaign, so you were coming off the back of that. He's really showed in that first 20 minutes, he really dominated.
Yeah, listen, we knew we weren't too far off Donegal, you know, despite not having been at their level in Division 1, and, you know, Division 3 is not the place that we want to be, so we got out of it, thank God, with some tests for us now to push on. But look, we done an awful lot right. Donegal done an awful lot right. They learned from it, we learned from it. We don't have another day to learn from it. There's not much between us, as proved, but we've got to take it the chin.
And how do you sum up your year as a whole? Did you achieve what you wanted to achieve, or would you have liked to probably more than likely get over the line today?
Sum up the year, too short. It's rotten to be out at this stage. But look, we got promoted, which we had to do. We got to play at Donegal. We would have loved to play another load of games. We haven't. We've got to learn from it, and it's very difficult. But we knew the lay of the land, that there was no back door, and that's why everything had to go in today. And, you know, it did, and just not good enough. But look, it was okay. I just love it. I love being involved with the players. They're a great bunch, and we have a lot of fun. We would want to be one of the best teams in the country and one of the best teams in Ulster, and we'd have to suck it up today.
Yeah, you say you have a lot of fun. You're very animated on the sideline. The lads obviously enjoy that too.
They take the mickey out of it, all right, yeah. But I'd love to be nice and calm like Mickey Hart or Jim Gavin. That's not the way I am, but I'm not going to change now at this stage. It's part of who I am and the way I prepare the team. And, it's just a devastating place to be when you come out on the wrong side.
Absolutely, but it's a process, and Derry are on the way up.
Aye, it looks like that from the outside. I believe with the potential to go up, 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 and up, and up, and reach a serious level. We've got to now knuckle down, and we've got to learn how to take defeats like that as one and be better for it.